What does that look like? What does that feel like? Are you waking up in a, you know, in a house on a beach? Like, what does that look like? What does that happy lifestyle look like? You're working from home, like you are, you know, surrounded with your kids and the love of your life. Like, what does that look like? What does that feel like? The Fearless and Successful Podcast is hosted by your Hype Girl D, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started. What is up, my fearless people? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're tuning in, and from wherever you're tuning in, welcome. I am Dee, I'm your hype resident girl, and you know what? My mission and my purpose with this podcast is to show you how to dream big, how to plan for success, and how to impact the world in a positive way. So buckle up. If you're first time here, we're going to go short and deep, and yeah, let's do it. In this solo episode, I just want to really go into a conversation and really bringing an awareness of what manifestation is and how it works around money. Because when I'm doing like manifestation circles, or when I'm coaching, when we are facilitating workshops, number one thing is always, how do I manifest more money? That is always the first thing, and always on the top of the list when it comes to what people want to manifest. And here's a catch, you guys. You don't manifest money. Like, this is number one thing to be aware of. You don't manifest money. You manifest the opportunity that money can give you. Write this down. You manifest the opportunity that money can give you. So whenever you are thinking, I want to manifest $10,000, $1 million business, or whatever that is, think about what is the purpose, or the opportunity behind that $10,000 or $1 million. What is the opportunity, experience? What is the possibility that you are gaining from that $10,000 manifestation, right? Because when you are thinking, money is an energy, right? Like anything else. And money loves purpose. You have to give money a purpose in order to be manifested energetically. Because when you say, oh, I want $10,000, what do you, notice what are you feeling when you say, I want $10,000? Most of us don't feel anything because we are not driven by money. We are driven by the experience that money can give us, right? The opportunity that money can give us. And I hope that you, if you're listening to this, you're not driven by things, but rather the really like, what is that experience for your family, for your close ones, for your, you know, for your people, that money can give you, and also the opportunity for you to to grow money, right? Because if you're thinking as an entrepreneur, what would $10,000 give you in terms of opportunity? Would you invest in a, I don't know, like whatever you want to invest in a coach, in a program, in a, you know, new computer, whatever that is. Think about the opportunity that you will gain from the amount of money that you want to manifest. When you are in that frequency, when you say like, oh, I already have $10,000, what does that even feels like. You don't feel like owning $10,000, especially now, because we are, you know, operating with different currencies, like, you know, in crypto and all this stuff. Gold is coming back, like, and we have all our monies digitally, like online. We don't operate with physical money. So for us to be able to be in the frequency of what it feels like to own $10,000, it doesn't make sense to our logical mind. So it's more like bringing, okay, so for $10,000, I could book a really, really, like, let's say about experience, I could book a really, really cool trip for my family and go for a month to Bali, and I would treat myself with all the best, like, you know, resorts and all this good stuff. Like, really do a research also how much would it cost you if you would live that experience full out, right? If you have a desire to take your family to Bali to, I'm just making an example, or you want to travel somewhere, just calculate how much money would you need for that trip. And go even beyond that. How much money would you need to live your dream life? Because sometimes we think like, oh, I want to have $1 million like per year. Well, do you even realize how much money that is? How much money that is? Like, what would you even do with $1 million? And I know some of you are like, now, what would I do? Of course, like, I would spend. But on what would you spend $1 million? Like, being really, really mindful. Sometimes we are so unconscious, not unconscious, just not realizing that to live our best life, we don't actually need so much money. Just think about it. Write down what would your dream life look like and how much money would you need to live your dream life. For me, when I, like, years back, when I actually realized that I'm already am financial free just by having my passive income, like, I was blown away. Because sometimes we just have this, like, a thinking, a mindset that we need so much more to live a really, really amazing life, but we don't actually, you know? So your action step is really like, okay, if my dream is to travel to this destination, or my dream is to do this, how much money would I actually need for that? Like, do your homework and calculate and go into, like, really specifics. What would it look like for me to live a dream life? How much money would I need in a month? For me, that is $17,000. $17,000. And it's, you know, that includes, like, very, very luxurious lifestyle. And at this point, when we are in this setting, you know, traveling with my girls around the world is still not an option. But that is something that I'm looking forward in, like, 5 years. Maybe that won't be even like a dream in 5 years, but that is what I'm looking forward to. And that would cost me so much money. And when I think about it, like, $17,000, that's, like, to live my absolute dream life, that's not so much, right? It's a number that is so available. And when you, and I went into a complete exaggeration mode where I, like, calculated, like, really, really, like, stuff that, yeah, I did exaggerate, and it feels so accessible and it feels so available. And I'm thinking, you know, if you just think, sometimes we also take for granted the things that we already have, and we don't appreciate the lifestyle that we already are creating. So just, you know, be aware of what it is already present in your life. What would you love to have more? And what is the exact amount of money that would give you that more? So give money a purpose, you know? If you are, example, you know, you want to buy a house, what would that look like in terms of money? How much more money you need to add into your monthly income to actually buy a house or home? Do you want to travel every, you know, 3 months or whatever that is? Like, what would that need to, you know, mean in increasing your monthly income? So just be aware, just, you know, give money purpose. That's it. That's the secret, you guys. Don't think this is, you know, sometimes people feel like, oh, is so simple? Yes, it is so simple. Because when you say, oh, you know, I want to go there, sometimes it will not happen in terms of you manifesting the money. It will happen in you manifesting the opportunity. Excuse me. So when we are thinking, oh, I want to travel here, you know, sometimes when you are really in the frequency of I am traveling there, you will get a friend that has been there and they can give you a recommendation for a discount, or you might know even an owner of a best resort in Bali, which I absolutely do. So if you want to travel to Bali, like, yeah, hit me up. One of my dear friends is an owner of a resort in Bali. And, you know, sometimes it will come in ways that we really can't understand. When you say, "Oh, I want to buy a new computer," maybe you just saying that and writing it down. And what would that, like? Let's say, you know, you want a new computer and that costs, like, I don't know, like $1,000, and you would say, "Oh, maybe your next email will be 30% off for that particular computer." So you will manifest the opportunity of, you know, saving money on that computer. Just be purposeful, be mindful of that. What do you really want? Hope this makes sense, you guys, because it's very easy to understand, to comprehend, and to apply it into practice. Because even, like, you know, when people say, like, I just want to manifest happy life. Yeah, what would that look like? You know, whatever you are, if you're not being specific, if you're not being, like, really into the frequency of what does that feel like if I live my happiest life? What was that feel? Yeah, of course I'm happy, but what does that look like? What does that feel like? Are you waking up in a, you know, in a house on a beach? Like, what does that look like? What does that happy lifestyle look like? You're working from home, like, you are, you know, surrounded with your kids and the love of your life. Like, what does that look like? What does that feel like? So create an intention that you're gonna really put a vision behind your, and purpose behind your manifestation. Because if it's not visible, if it's not feasible, it won't happen. And it's really, like, once you get into a vibe of it, you're going to see, like, manifestation is going to happen, like, so fast. It is a rapid process of you manifesting your wildest life once you get into a groove of it. So, you guys, I really, really, really want to see you writing down what is the dream lifestyle that you want to live. What would that cost you? Like, what would that mean in terms of money you need to bring in to live that lifestyle on a monthly basis? And if you want to manifest $10,000, how would you spend it? What would you invest that money in? So really, like, be specific, okay? So that's it. That was my solo, short, deep, impactful episode. And I hope this will serve you, because once you give money purpose, things will shift. I love you so much. I appreciate your time. And until next time, have fun and don't forget to be awesome. my fearless soul. Thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you and I'm so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.